I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you for life this morning, and we thank you for an abundant life in you this morning. We thank you, God, that you are the very air that we breathe. You're the very essence of our lives. God, you're the very substance of why we're able to live and move and have our very being. God, you are the source of strength. You are the strength of life. God, you are the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. God, you're a present help, God, in the time of trouble. God, you're everything that we need and more. God, our lives are in your hands. We can't do anything without you. We can't do anything without you, God. There's nothing that we can do without you. And so, God, since we acknowledge that here we are, God, to worship you, here we are to adore you, we do that, God, because you are a mighty God. We recognize, God, that we are inadequate, we're insufficient, we're incomplete without you. And we want to thank you, God, that not only do we have a desire this morning and a longing deep down within our souls to be in your presence, God, to be in your midst, oh, God, to be in your goodwill, in your good favor. God, you have a desire to be with us, to abide with us, to worship in our praises, God, to abide in our praises. And God, we say thank you, God, for that. It's so important, God, to you, God, to have fellowship with your people, God. It was so important, God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that we might have a relationship again, God. You gave your all so that you may gain all. And I want to say thank you, God, because when I was a brand for the fire, God, a wretch undone, you sought for me. You desired to be with me. You desired to be in my presence. You desired to give me an opportunity to bless you, to praise you, God, to magnify you, God. And you did all that you could, God, to reconcile me back unto you. Thank you, God, that you did not leave me out here on my own. God, I want to say thank you, God, that you did not leave me in my sin and shame, God. God, I want to say thank you, God, that you've given me a second chance and a third chance and chances over upon over upon over of chances, God, to get things right with you, to confess my sins, and to reconnect myself back unto you. God, you are such a great and a mighty God that angels bow down before you. Heaven and earth adores you, God. You're so great, God, that you can bear the world, the sins of the world on your shoulder and not lose your integrity, not lose your stature, not lose your holiness, God. You can do everything but fail. And God, we say thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, I'm excited already, and I need to calm down, but God, I'm just excited because, God, you long to be with your people. And what an awesome God that is. God, we don't want to deal with each other sometimes. God, sometimes we don't want to be in each other's midst, God. Sometimes we fall out of each other's favor, God. But no matter comes what may, God, you are the same, God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. You love the same way you did yesterday. You love the same way you do today. And God, you'll love the same way you do forevermore, God, because you are awesome. You are mighty. You are faithful, God. You are consistent. God, you are steadfast. God, you are unmovable. God, you are everything that you desire for us to be and more, God. And so we thank you for being our perfect example. We thank you for being our breakthrough. God, we thank you for being our healer, God. We thank you for being our strength and strong tower. God, we thank you for being everything that we need and more, God. We thank you for being our life, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for being our redeemer, God. We thank you for being our way maker, God. We want to say thank you, God, for being our yes and our amen, God. Hallelujah, God. We want to say thank you for hearing our prayers, God, that we're not just praying, God, on our own and our wall. Our prayers are hitting the wall and coming back down, but you're faithful, God, to hear us, God. And not only are you faithful to hear us, Lord, but you're faithful to answer our prayers and come to our rescue. And so we say thank you. Thank you for being such an awesome God. And thank you for being mindful of us. Thank you for knowing our endings from our beginning. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God, I bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. You've been so good to me, God, and I cannot tell it all. You've been better to me than I've been to myself, God, and I know everyone in the sound of my voice has the same testimony, God. You may not have come when we wanted you to, God, but you've always come right on time. You've always been a way maker and a sustainer, God. You've always been a mind regulator, God, and a joy, God, in our sorrow, God, peace in the midst of chaos, God. You have always been you, and God, that's all we ask, God, for you today is that you would continue to be you, God. Be strong and be mighty on my behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be strong and be mighty, God. Be God. Be all that you are, God, in my life, in my walk, in my talk, in my soul, God. Be all that you can be, God, in my finances, God, in my home, God, in my physical body, God, and in my spiritual walk, God. Be all that you can be, God, in my marriage, God, on my job, in my relationship, God, in my friendships, God. Be all that you can be, God. I need you just to be God on behalf of the people this day in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I want to say thank you because each and every time we come together, God, you allow your presence or you show us your glory, God, every single time we pray. Hallelujah. God, that means that you are true to your word, that when you say two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst, God. And though we may be on a phone on our teleconference line, but we thank you, God, that we are using technology to our benefit, God, that while I'm in Chicago, God, and while the saints of God are in throughout Virginia, God, we have assembled ourselves, and Mother McCowan is in New York, God, we have been able to come together, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, hallelujah, to give you the glory and the honor that you're so worthy of, God, and so we adore you, God, this morning. We love you, God, with all of our heart. We love you, God, with all of our soul. We love you, Lord, this morning with all of our might. God, all that's within us, we give ourselves away. We surrender to your will, God. We say yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, God. Yes, we shall obey. Holy Ghost, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, move upon each and every listener, God, under the sound of my voice, and allow your glory, God, hallelujah, to rise on them. God, and rise among them and dwell in their midst and dwell in their hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether we're in our beds, God, or at work right now, God, or on our way to job, let your glory, God, cloud, let it hover around us, God, and bring in a rain, God, a latter day rain, a former rain, God, the rain, God, of every single season, God, to sow into our weary and dry lands right now in the mighty name of Jesus and pour out the nourishment that we need, God, and pour out the anointing that we need, God, and pour out the refreshing, God, that we need, God. Our cups are empty right now in the mighty name.
name of Jesus, we cast out everything that's unlike you, Lord. We plead the blood right now, God. Let your blood cover, God. Let your blood wash and let your blood make whole. We plead the blood over these, your people, in the mighty name of Jesus, to empty our cups and empty everything that's unlike you, God, that you may pour out your spirit upon all flesh, God, that our sons and daughters will prophesy, God, that our young men will dream dreams and old men will see vision, God, that you'll even pour out into every maid servant and every man servant, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we need your glory, God. We need your presence, oh God, your spirit to stand in this last and evil day, God. The world is waxing more and more strong day by day, but God, we're not going to let you go, God. We're not going to settle for less, God. We're not going to go out like that, God, but God, we're going to continue to chase after you. We're going to continue to hunger and thirst after more of your righteousness, God. We're going to continue to seek you first and your kingdom and your righteousness, so that you can add all these things unto us, God, a greater anointing, a closer walk with thee, God. Oh, God, a higher calling, God, to move forward in you, God. You've given us a call of witnesses, God, that are there to cheer us on, God. You've given us a call of witnesses, God, to bless us and pray for us, God. You've given us a call of witnesses, God, to cheer us on and encourage us, God, to continue to run this race, God, that you have set before us, God, and let us run this race with patience, oh God, that you had before us, that we may continue to press on, that we may continue to fight on, that we may continue to move forward, and that we may continue to walk in authority, that we may continue to yield to your will, that we may continue to submit our bodies to you, that we may continue to submit our mind to you. They're cheering us on, oh God, encouraging us, letting us know which way to go, letting us know, oh God, what's the right way to do and the right things to do, God. We thank you, God, that we're not in this fight on our own, that as we fight the good fight of faith, you said, lo, you'll be with us always, even until the end of the world. So every single day that we rise, every morning, God, yes, we have new mercy, God, hallelujah. Yes, we have a greater anointing, God, but you said that you won't leave us, God. So every step that we make, God, every move that we take, God, you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us, God. You said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. So God, every day I wake up with goodness, God. Hallelujah. Every day I wake up with mercy. They're leading me and they're following me all the days of my life, God. I'm able to fight, God, the good fight of faith because you are with me, God. I want to say thank you. Oh, God, I wish I was in the sanctuary this morning that I could get as excited as I am right now. But I bless you, God. And I thank you, God. My body is weary. It may not sound like it, but God, every single time I set myself up to pray, God, you keep on blessing me. Hallelujah. Over and over, God. You bless me over and over again. And God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for a mind that's committed to you. Thank you, oh God, for a mind that's willing to pray. Oh God, thank you for a mind that's hungering and thirsting after you. God, I thank you, God, for that desire to go higher in you, God. I thank you, God, that we're not settling, oh God, with the grace and the mercy that you give us every day, God, but we're looking for a greater anointing and a higher calling in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because as we go in the midst of this fight, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, God. We don't have to fight with our, oh God, our minds, God. We don't have to fight with our fists, God. We don't have to fight, God, with our flesh, God, and showing retribution or giving retribution, oh God, and repaying evil that's done to us. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty by the pulling down of strongholds. Our weapons are prayer, God. Our weapons are fasting, God. Our weapons are committing ourselves to you and submitting ourselves to your will, God. Our weapons, God, is the word of God, and we need every single weapon, God, to conquer the devil on every single hand, Lord. Bishop Blake said last night, God, that it was the people of God, oh God, the men and women of God, God, that sustained and turned around Israel when they were on their way to destruction, God. He preached last night that Cable had a good word, God. Hallelujah, God. He had a word to say that the people, that we could make it, God, that we can overcome, God, that no matter what the obstacle may look like, God, no matter what the trial and the tribulation may be before us, God, Caleb said we're more than able to conquer the land, God. And so I'm here this morning to let the people of God know that we're more than able to conquer the land. Yes, it may seem like we're overwhelmed. Yes, it may seem like our work and our labor has been in vain. Yes, it may seem like we're not reaping the fruit of our reward in the season, the harvest. We're not reaping our harvest, but I'm here to tell you all that we're more than able to conquer the land, and that God has the promised land that he has for us, and we just need to continue to hold on, to continue to trust in him, to continue to believe in him, and to continue to walk in him. And so I encourage you all this morning to lean not into your own understanding, but trust God and yield to his will. Yield to him in every area of your life. Yield to him, oh God, in every area of your life. I declare right now that you shall live and not die. I speak life into you. I speak hope into you. I speak strength into you. I speak the power of God into you, that his spirit will abide in you, and his anointing will refresh you and revive you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the devil on every hand. I kick him up out of our finances. I kick him up out of our home. I bind him and cast him out of our children right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind him out of our spouses. I bind him and cast him out of our loved ones, God. I speak healing in the life of the people, God. I speak a greater anointing in the lives of the people, God. I speak a higher calling right now, God. I speak life, God, and not just life, but life more abundantly, God. Anoint your people right now, God, and speak the life, and God, let my words come, oh God, and have power, God. Let them come to fruition in the lives of you and your people, God, because it's not by me, God. It's not by my power. It's not by my might, but God, I'm speaking as the oracle of you right now. Come no more and have your way in the lives of your people. Thank you, God, for being a faithful God. And so, God, as we seek your face, God, I read a scripture yesterday, God, that you long to be with us just as much as we long to be with you. God, you're seeking for a church, oh God, without spot or and without blemish. You're seeking for a church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, God. And we want to be the body, the church that you have called for us to be. And so, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, I've already pleaded the blood. Your blood not only heals, your blood not only delivers, but your blood cleanses and washes every single crimson stain and sets the captives free, sets your people free, because who the Son has set free is free indeed, God. And so I pray that you cover us with your blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only is your blood the best washing agent that can be, God, but your blood is also the power that we need to stand, and the power that we need to hold on, and the power that we need to come boldly before the throne of grace, oh God, to rent and cast down every veil, God. Your blood, hallelujah, that as it drained out of your body, God, the veil was rent in twain, God, because the earth could not contain the glory of our God that was released, and the favor and opportunity that was available to us now, because you rent the veil in twain, and now we can come boldly before your throne of grace to plead our cause before you, to humble ourselves and submit ourselves before you, and to yield to your way, and to come before your presence with thanksgiving, and to come and enter into your courts with praise, God, and allow us to be thankful unto you and to bless your name. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes to your will, God, and another chance to say yes to your way. I thank you for shelter over my head even now. God, I thank you for food on my table in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for being a shelter in the time of storm. I thank you for being a present help in the time of trouble. God, I thank you for being my joy and sorrow. God, everything that I need my hope for tomorrow. God, I want to say thank you for God being the very air that I breathe, my hope for today, my peace for yesterday, God, and my value, oh God, that I'm seeking after every single day of my life. God, I just want to say thank you. Cast out everything that's unlike you, God, and take us higher in you, God. Let us lay aside weights and sin that may easily beset us, God, that can't come along with us, that can't go higher in you, God. Help us to lay aside those things that cause us to be weighed down and cause us to be bloated, God, in the name of Jesus, and cause us to be inadequate and insufficient in you, God. It's our desire to complete the task that you have for us today in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you give us the time, God, to complete the missed task yesterday, oh, God, we pray that you spare us and allow us to complete every task that you have for us, God. We understand, God, this morning that old things are passed away, God. But whatever I can do to bring you glory, God, I'm willing to do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you need me to go, God, I'm willing to go. If you need me to say it, God, I'm willing to say it. If you need me to submit, God, I'm willing to yield to you, God. If you need me to wave my hands, God, I'm willing to give you a sacrifice of praise, God. Whatever it is that you have for me to do, whatever it is that you need for me to do, whatever it is you need for me to say or need for me to go, God, I'm willing. I say yes, God, to your will and yes to your way. Help me to fulfill purpose, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. As I represent you, and as I represent my church, and as I represent my family, God, help me to be a beacon of light and a beacon of holiness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And that prayer is not just for me. Yes, God, I'm going before the people this morning, not to preach, but God, to expedite the service, God. And I ask for your anointing, God. I ask for your spirit to have his way, oh God, that I may lead, oh God, and be obedient to the instructions that I may be, that have been given, God, but that I may lead the people into worship, and God, that I may set an atmosphere, God, that will take us higher and release a greater anointing in this conference, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, that's our prayer, God, for the people of God as well today, God. Help us to be all that we can be for you, God, that we may represent you wisely and kindly and highly, God, that we may bring you glory, God, on our jobs today or in our homes, oh God, today, in every interaction, God, that we have, God, we want to represent you to the fullest, God. And so, God, we lean not into our own understanding, but we say yes to your will, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your way, God. We say yes, Lord. That was Bishop Mason's, oh God, song, God. That was his song of submission, God. His song of surrendering, God. Yes, Lord, God. Yes to your will, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your way. And so, God, that's our plea. That's our prayer, God, today. God, we're not asking you for anything else, God, but we just need more of you, God. Yes, we can use houses, God. Yes, we can use opening up of finances, God. We need for you to open up doors, God, but that's not our focus this morning. That's not our intent this morning, but God, I give thanks to you, God, this morning, God. I declare right now, God, it's my desire to let everything that has breath, God, praise ye the Lord. And so I'm breathing this morning, God, so I'm taking the mantle of praise. Oh, hallelujah, God. I'm taking the mantle of worship, God. Hallelujah. I'm taking the mantle of adoration, God. And I'm offering you, hallelujah, sincere praise, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, and I magnify your wonderful name this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. I have to calm down. Oh, but God, I bless you. Hallelujah. I glorify you. I magnify you with the fruit of my lips. Because I understand this morning that when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And God, I have to admit, God, my body is weary. God, the schedule has been strenuous this week, God. And God, I want to say thank you that you kept me. I want to say thank you that you sustained me. God, I'm having not complications, God, but I'm irritated by the tooth that's been removed, Lord, and the healing process, Lord, and eating on one side, God, and that one side is sore, God. But I want to say thank you, God, that I have not gone a day without eating, God, though it's been a long day. I may not have eaten healthy, God, or eaten consistently, but God, I thank you. God, you've given me the mind to submit to you, God, and you've been a sustainer, Lord. You've been a keeper, God. Hallelujah. You have been a provider, and God, I want to say thank you for being doing all things well. I thank you again, God, for just being who you are. God, I had a desire this morning not to call in. I had a desire in my body to still lay down and get more rest because you tell us that we don't have to be weary in well-doing, Lord. And God, my body was weary. God, but God, I thank you that you have poured out strength into me this morning, oh God, to pray under your anointing, to pray under your spirit, oh God, your power, God, to pray, God, and to speak life, God, and to build life, God, and to build upon this new day that you have made. You do all things well, and we don't have to carry any old things in today, but God, we can offer unto you those things of newness. We give you our hearts this morning. We give you over our lives this morning. We give you over our wills this morning. Not our will, God, but let thine will be done. Let it be done in heaven. Let it be done on earth. Let it be done in our hearts, God. And let it be done in all about us, God. Be in our temples, O God, today. Know ye not that our bodies are not our own, God. We understand, God, that our bodies don't belong to ourselves. Oh, God, that it was purchased. It was bought with a price, Lord, a high price by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again on a throne on the third day with all power in heaven and in earth, God, and hell as well, God. And we want to say thank you because when he got up, we got up. And we thank you for the power that you blessed us to be able to have. And so with that same power, we bless your name. We give you glory and honor and praise. And we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise this morning. And so, God, I must wind down so that I can get myself prepared for the furtherance of this day. And so, God, I pray for the people of God before I go into the people of God. Lord, I pray, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that as we continue in the midst of this prayer and this consecration, and we continue in the midst of this fast, that you will pour out your spirit upon the people of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you to reign your spirit, reign your anointing, reign your power into these cups, into these vessels, because, God, we want to be vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor, God. We don't want to be vessels, oh, God, that are contained with, God, immoral and carnal things, God. But fill us up, Lord. Hallelujah. With your goodness, Lord. Fill us up, Lord. Hallelujah. With your grace and your mercy, God. Fill us up, Lord. With your love and kindness and meekness and gentleness and temperance and long-suffering, God, and self-control. God, I think I already said that, but God, fill us with your spirit, Lord. We need your glory, God. Hallelujah. We long for your glory. We need your spirit, God. We need you, God, to be able to walk right, to talk right, to live right, to act right, to move right, to go right, to do right. We need your anointing. And so anoint us even now, God. Fill us with your spirit, God. We don't need more, but God, we need all of you. Nothing else will do. A simple sprinkling of your anointing, God. Yes, we will accept it, God, but we need an outpour, God. Open up the floodgates of heaven, God, and let it rain, God. Let it rain, God, that your anointing, God, that falls upon us and saturates us, God, that we may, oh God, take your anointing with us and every person's hand that we shake, oh God, and every person that we may walk by today, God, and every person, God, that may come into our area, oh God, our circle of influence, God, that they may feel your anointing, God, and they may be drenched in your rain and your anointing as well, God. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us, God, that we may extol you, God, lift you up and magnify you. Oh, God, that as you pour into us, God, oh, God, you'll begin to pour into others, God, because we don't want to be selfish, Lord, but as you take us higher, Lord, we want you to take those that we are connected to higher and those that we have, that we touch, we want you to take them higher as well. So pour out your spirit, God, upon us and fill us with you. God, heal, God, deliver, set free, cast the devil out of minds, cast the devil out of the wheels, cast the devil out of the way right now. We bind him on every hand, God, because you said and you've given us the authority that whatsoever we bind on earth, God, you will bind in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, you'll loose in heaven. And we know that the devil has access to you because in the book of Job, you said and you saw that the devil, he came with the sons of God. And so he has an opportunity to come before you, God. And in that midst of that conversation, God, you asked him, had he considered your servant Job, God? And God, we pray, God, that you are confident in us just as you were confident in Job, God, and will say, have you considered my servant Eugene, God? I say, yes, God, because I'm willing to go. Oh, God, I'm willing to do, and I'm willing to submit so that I may go higher in you, God. I pray, God, that you are mindful of me, God, and I pray, God, that you are proud of me. God, I want to make you proud of me in every area of my life. And so, God, I submit to you so that when the enemy comes, God, to roar like a roaring lion, God, and when the enemy comes seeking who he may devour, God, and knowing that you know me, that you know the steps that I take, that you know that the way that I go, God, that you can consider me and you can offer me, God, and I'm not asking, God, that you to put me before the enemy, God, but I'm saying I submit to you, God, because you know what's best for me, and God, you know how much I can bear, and so, God, I say yes, and I submit to you because, God, my desire is to know you, God, not just to know you, but to know you intimately, God, to know you in the power of your resurrection, to know you in the fellowship and of your suffering, God, to know you, oh, God, to be made conformable unto your death, God. I just don't want to know you, oh, God, externally, God, but I want you to know me intimately, God, and you know the way that I should take, God, and so whatever you send my way, God, I know it will work out for my good, God, whatever you take me through, God, and allow me to go through, God, I know that it's going to work together for my good, God, hallelujah, God, I know that all of the trials and the tribulations that may be around me now, God, they're just there just to take me higher, and God, bring me to a greater anointing in you, and so, God, use us for your glory as we submit to you, as we submit to your will, as we continue in this pilgrimage to Pentecost, God. We pray, God, for a spirit of reconciliation, God, to be around the body of Christ. God, we're living in evil and perilous times. And, God, there has been a great falling away. But as long as there's breath in the lungs of the people, as long as there's breath, as long as we are breathing, God, there is always a chance and an opportunity to confess our sins, God, because you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so, God, help us to be willing to reconcile. Help us to be willing to forgive. Help us to be willing to confess and submit ourselves to you. God, fill us with your goodness. Fill us with your spirit, God, and break forth a revival in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, a spirit of life, God. Let it flow, God, around us and through us, God, and about us, oh, God, and all everywhere around us, God. Let a spirit of revival, a spirit of life, reviving life, God, be breathed into us and poured into us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to commit ourselves to you in these 50 days of this pilgrimage to Pentecost, but God, not only that, God, we ask, God, that you make us whole, that you make us one, that you make us right and meet for the master's hand, because God, not only are we praying, Lord, but you said these kinds come out by fasting and praying, God. We bind these kinds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast them out of our lives. We cast them out of our will, Lord. We cast them out of our way. Take us higher and take us over, God, into the land of promise, God, that you have for us each and every single day. And so we bless you, God, because you're more than able to do exceeding abundantly, God, above all that we can ever ask or think, because it's according to the power that works in us. So work your power, God, in us. Pour out your spirit in us. And, God, make us whole. Make us strong. Make us one. We pray for the continued success of this meeting, God, this General Council of Pastors and Elders Shepherd Conference, God, and Elders Academy, God. We pray that you continue to anoint those that may be coming in still, that you continue to grant favors for those that are departing. God, we pray that you continue to bless and anoint Chairman Eady right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as he prepares himself this day to address, oh God, the people of God, to encourage the people of God, to remind us to be one, oh God, and we want you to use him and lead him and guide him and anoint him for this very hour, God. We thank you for Bishop Blake last night for reminding us, God, that Caleb had a good word, God, and Caleb was like us. He was a people, God, a man of color, God, and so, God, we thank you, a man of integrity, God. He was a man of distinction, God, all of those traits and all of those qualities, and God, we reflect him. We are a part of his lineage, God, and so, God, we want to say thank you and give us the mindset and the encouragement to know that we can stand like he stood, God. The world is waxing more and more evil, God, more bad news, it appears, God. Sprung up last night, God, on this campaign trail that it appears that those things are going to work out against us, God, but we know that all things work together for our good. And so, God, Caleb had a word for the people, and his word was a word of life, to speak life into us, to encourage us that we're more than able. So give us those words to speak. Give him the word to speak, God. Thank you for the word that encouraged us. Thank you for the life of our presiding bishop, God. Thank you for the strength of him. And we thank you for using him to encourage the people to hold on and to trust you and speak the words of life into our lives. We pray for every single general board member, including my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas, God. We pray for all of the men in God and all of the women of God that have come. And we pray for those that were not able to come, those that are still working in the vineyard, those that are still laboring, God, to do your will while we are away, while we're out here, God, meeting and becoming stronger and putting policies into play and getting training, God, for those, for us to be able to take back to those that are laboring in the vineyards, God. We pray that there's no danger, no issues going on with any ministry while their pastor's away. God, we bind the spirit of confusion, bind the spirit of rebellion right now on every single ministry while the pastor is away. And we speak life, God. Let a rain fall, God. Even in the midst of my ministry, God, as Lady McCown prepares for coffee break later on this morning, and God, as they come together later tonight for prayer, praise, and study, God, let a spirit of revival break forth, God. Oh, God, like never before. And pour out, God, upon my ministry the life that we need and the strength that we need to hold on. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. I pray for Sister Diamond Star. I pray, God, for Brother Eric McCowan and Sister Crystal McCowan. God, I pray for little Eric McCowan, Aaron McCowan, excuse me, Lord. I pray for Mother McCowan, Lord. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Lord. I pray for Sister Valerie Miller and Brother Victor Merriweather. God, I thank you for the membership of Praise Center Church of God in Christ, Lord. I pray for those that have fell to the wayside, God, and that you will reconcile them back unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them no rest, God. Let them have no rest, God. And if it's your will for them to go, God, give me the thought and the mind and the knowledge to know, God, to move on. But God, as they're still here, God, we're going to pray for them. We're going to encourage them. And so, God, whatever it is that we need to do, let us do it now in the mighty name of Jesus. But give them no rest, God. Let them have no peace, God. Let no favor fall upon them, because if you give them favor while they're outside of your will, Lord, they won't turn back unto you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And so, God, I pray that you send the hornet's nest right now and give them no comfort. And then those, God, that have played hooky with us and those that have shacked up with us, they've come just to to join into our worship, God, and those that have come just to hear a word, to get a little pick-me-up and a little picture of God, I pray that you give them no rest either, God. Give them the mindset to commit to you, God, and to join in fellowship with the ministry, God, that we may continue to move forward in you in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, I don't want you to put a square in a place that needs a hole, God. If they're not meant for us, God, we don't want you to send them our way. But God, we want the harvest that you have for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You've blessed me with laborers, God. Help us to reap the harvest that you have for us, God, that more laborers may come in, God, that we may reap a greater harvest that you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those that are sick among us, those that are on our prayer list, Pastor Edward Reed, Lord, Bishop Ted Thomas, Mrs. Oriana, and God, the others that have been on our prayer list for a consistent time. I pray for Crystal McCowan, God. I bind that sickness that is continuously, God, ravaging her body. God, I declare, I speak healing, God. Speak a supernatural healing over her life, that these sicknesses and colds that keep coming and going, God, will be bound and cast out of her body. That sickness gene, God, that it keeps allowing this to reoccur, God, I bind it right now, God, and I speak healing over her life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the breakthrough, God, that we're getting, that we're obtaining, that we're receiving, God, in the midst of this fast and consecration, God. I thank you, God, because you've given me the strength to make it to my regularly appointed scheduled closing time. But God, I have so much more to pray about, God, but I won't go there now. But I thank you for being all that you are and all that you can be for our lives. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand, God, and in the center of your will. We pray for Mother Nellie Towns, Mother God, Charlotta Virginia Clifton Thomas. We pray for the women of God, pastors of our jurisdiction, Lord. Before I close, I pray for every pastor in our district, our Superintendent Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord, Pastor William Cornick, and Pastor Clifton Cooley, Lord, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, and Pastor Andy Cork. I pray, God, for Pastor, God, Ray Satterfield, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Lord, Pastor Ray Satterfield, God, I believe I got them all, God. I pray, Pastor Wayne Cream, Lord. I pray for each and every pastor. I pray for the pastors across this nation. I pray for the men of God across the world, Lord. Help us to stand, God. Help us to remain steadfast in you. Help us to hold on and continue to look towards the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from you, God, the God that made heaven and earth. Keep us today. My brother, Pastor Battle, Quentin Battle, my brother, Pastor Brian Jones, my brother, God, Pastor Metcalf, Sam Metcalf, God, those that we fellowship with, God, we pray that you encourage them, God, today. Bless them today. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the fields. Bless them when they come. Bless them when they go, God. I speak life into those that are attached to me, God, as we will breathe life and that we may grow stronger in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for our co-workers. I pray for our families. I pray for our loved ones. I speak life now and not death. And I bless your name. In Jesus' matchless name, I pray this morning. Amen and amen. People of God, I thank you for joining us in prayer this morning.